Hey, back in for the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and I just must thank Vincent Finelli again. Vincent is actually recovering from a very serious illness. He'll talk about us about that another time. And again, something that the state is responsible for. But again, an insight into farming and everybody's fighting battles, as I say, at every level. Public Utilities, Department of Agriculture, USDA, and as I say, and finding enough people around you to support you and take the initiative. And I have that here on very minor levels. But it is shocking. People, John Statmuller was dealing with the other night about the chlorine fluoridation of water, and which is a shocking scandal. And then, not to mention, Mike Adams has covered intensively the lead in Flint, Michigan, in the water supplies of the United States. And Adams and other people have tested every major city in America, and the pollution level is shocking. And the number one damage is done to young children. It is, and you can never get lead out of the system. It's one of the hardest things in the world to detox from. That's well established. But pollution, and all these posturing people talking about global warming and carbon taxes, cleaning up pollution is number one, and including spraying Roundup on weeds. A figure recently proven on a test. Again, they carried it on Natural News. Only 1 to 3% of the Roundup goes into the weed. The rest is dispersed into the grain, into the food, into the soil, and into the air. It's doing 97% of it is doing shocking damage to us, the food, and the environment. And there's virtually no let up in that situation. But just going back to the usual list of bulletins you get each week on every level, and they're saying here ForbesMagazine.com exposed as a Monsanto, there's a quote before it in this, Monsanto propaganda rag, after it was caught publishing Henry Miller editorial that was actually ghostwritten by Monsanto. And they're saying here, who's writing this piece? Ethan Huff, writing this for Natural News. And he's saying, newly uncovered documents that the Born, oh, this is an unusual name, Helland, oh my God, that the Born, Helland, Ashley, and Goldman law firm, well, some law firm, has dubbed the Monsanto papers, reveal yet again that the dirty lengths to which the world's most evil corporation is willing to go to protect the reputation of its beloved Roundup herbicide. A recently reported CBS News in San Francisco, it has come to light that Forbes published a pro-Roundup editorial back in 2015 that readers were led to believe was written by the infamous Henry I. Miller of Stanford University, but that what we now know is it, of course, was written by the Public Relations Department of Monsanto, and they're documenting it here. Actually, ghostwritten by Monsanto's marketing team, correct, yeah. Robert A. Wesson, fellow in scientific philosophy and public policy at Hoover Institute at Stanford, Miller is... Robert Wesson Fellow, that's a long-winded title he has. Miller is a well-known Monsanto shill and propagandist. He has repeatedly gone to bat for Monsanto in trying to stave off honest scientific scrutiny of its top-selling agricultural poison, which independent studies have continually shown is linked to causing cancer in laboratory rats. The World Health Organization, they keep bringing out this red herring, but not that they would fight their way out of a paper bag. The WHO do nothing to protect people's health. The WHO, International Agency for Research on Cancer, has also classified glyphosate as the primary active ingredient in Roundup. Glyphosate was used in Agent Orange to kill the trees and foliage in Vietnam and Cambodia. And they're saying all the WHO can do is say that it is probably a cause of cancer, probably. It is absolutely proven beyond a shadow of a doubt it is. But it wasn't known, at least until now, that Miller, this guy Miller, who got publicity writing the article, has actually stooped so low as to slap his name on articles that he didn't actually write as part of Monsanto's efforts to spin. Well, what public relations companies do is they put out articles to journalists which are written by advertising agencies and companies as independent journalism. And the amount of journalists who are investigative journalists today is shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. We now have Google recruiting 1,000 journalists and more to write false news. I mean, Google now, which controls 68% of all internet search engines capacity in the internet, are just absolutely outrageous. And the same figure is cropping up. Around 65% of all internet purchases are through Amazon. And the same people, Google, Amazon, Starbucks, and Apple, they are the three biggest tax dodgers in the UK. But the European Union, there's one good aspect of the European Union. The Danish corporate regulator there, she has slapped Google with £1.5 billion fine recently for not paying tax and being registered all over the world in different places like Luxembourg, etc. But and that's the home of Juncker, the president of the European Union, who was formerly the Prime Minister of Luxembourg, a place not much bigger than the Vatican, which is the tax-free zone where once you're registered there, you pay 1% corporate tax. Anyway, they go on in this article to say that for 2 years, Miller was this guy, Shill, writing, pretending he's writing an independent article about Roundup. He's actually written by Monsanto. For 2 years, Miller was believed to be the writer of those words. CBS San Francisco recently reported about the scandal, but now emails between Miller and Monsanto employees show the company wrote the piece and Miller added a couple of words to it prior to publication. And said Monsanto claims its article 40 was simply a collaboration with Miller. Well, we know what the collaboration was. It doesn't say how much he got paid for it. These emails show that Monsanto had first tried to petition Miller to write the complete article condemning IARC, while promoting glyphosate. Miller responded by saying that he would first need Monsanto to write him high-quality draft from which to expand upon, as he was inundated with projects, yeah, PR jobs, at the same time as the request. Within just a few days, Monsanto had dummied up a draft and sent it to Miller to review for revision. As shown by CBS San Francisco, the Monsanto draft and the final article that Miller submitted to Forbes are almost word for word at any one. They're repeating themselves here on the same kind of thing. But, again, the mainstream media, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, God help us all, and the Washington Post, the New York Times, propaganda, they write to order. They're there for cheerleading flunkies for the multinational. Nothing else. Absolutely nothing else. And in the same vein, famously, these banks, this name, the same suspects show up every time. HSBC Bank, Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation, fined $175 million over insider information being used in its currency trading business. Well, what's new? But this is the bank that paid the biggest drug money laundering fine last year, and who was working for them at the time as well? Mr. James Comey. HSBC has been fined £130 million for unsafe and unsound practices in its currency trading business. Penalty was issued because the bank failed to stop traders using inside information from clients. There's no other information used in Wall Street, only inside information. It comes as former HSBC trader Mark Johnson, who is British, is tried in New York for allegedly making gains from a £3 billion currency deal. Johnson denies front-running a deal made by British firm Cairn Energy, by buying the sterling ahead of the transaction, then netting the bank billions of dollars when it went up and he sold later. With regards to the fine, the Fed said HSBC failed to detect and address its traders misusing misusing confidential customer information. It's a joke. As well as using electronic chat rooms to communicate with competitors about their trading positions. And, okay, well, going on the same thing again, but again, the same suspects every time. But just this whole disaster of the flooding and some of the side effects, what I've said before, flooding is way worse than a fire. You can get out of a fire with yourself intact. Everything else can be replaced and rebuilt, but the aftermath of flooding goes on for years. It's one of the most, I've seen it at close range in a couple of places, and there's been quite a lot of flooding in the UK in the last 5 or 6, 10 years. That's why there's a lot of flood-damaged cars around being sold by dicey car dealers. should be doing them. Vincent Finelli is very good at servicing and rebuilding cars and engines, etc. The first thing people should do, this is me talking now, in a flood-damaged car, you don't dare start it. You pull it out, dry it out, change the oil in the gearbox, change the oil in the sump, the engine, dismantle the alternator, go through the wiring system, and then with a great, great care after that, and maybe change the radiator fluid as well, you can risk to start it. But I know so many people who've been stuck with water damage and turbo damage and gearbox damage cars not being just serviced and maintained after floods. But there's an even worse story here. Woman dies of flesh-eating bacteria after wading through flood water in storm-ravaged Houston. Well, of course, the flood water always has sewage in it. And they're saying here, earlier this month we reported that as flood waters receded in storm-ravaged Texas and Florida from Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, respectively, the risk of contracting tissue-eating bacteria was much higher. And while that story dealt primarily with brain-eating bacteria, the danger that other micro-sized flesh consumers would emerge was laid out. And again, this article is written just yesterday. It appears as though our fears are well-founded. As reported in USA Today, a woman who lived in a suburban Houston neighborhood that experienced severe flooding has now died from a flesh-eating bacteria. Harris County medical examiners say the bacteria entered her body via a tear in her skin. The autopsy conducted by the medical examiner's office found that 77-year-old Nancy Reed died September 15th from necrotizing fasciitis, which is more commonly known as flesh-eating bacteria. It was difficult to learn because we saw her a lot, very often, at all our events. I'll just break in and say something about this. The MRSA flesh-eating bug in the UK, there's a hospital only 40 miles away from me who had the worst percentage of it in Britain. And they were searching all over the UK for a remedy and cleaning hospitals, etc. And they finally found in the hospitals, the area where it was 90% occurring was, guess what? The plastic curtains that they pull around a bed where a patient is, where doctors examine the patient, where they grip the curtain and the first piece about handheld height, that was the piece that was ravaged with the MRSA bug. And the solution was to treat it with copper sulfate or a derivative of copper sulfate. But, the most obvious place in the world. And they say that the worst place for an infection is that hospital curtains, a keyboard in a public library, and it's worse than a public toilet. But just to mention that in context of what we're talking about here. But again, it's to give a lot of detail here about this incident. But flesh-eating bugs and all the rest of it, the flooding is absolutely shocking. It's a curse and a half. There's no doubt about it. But talking about collapsing populations of fish, the biggest cover-up in America amongst many, and Deagle dealt with many times over the last year, Fukushima. The absolute shocking devastation of the Pacific Ocean due to Fukushima and the nuclear waste coming out of Fukushima. And it's been a Muse blackout on it, blatantly. So certain things are seeping out news-wise, but there's been a specific Muse blackout, what they call a D-notice in the UK, on Fukushima. And in Britain, too, they haven't covered it. The BBC don't touch it with a barge pole. That the pollution out of... is a life-changing event, life extinction event, Fukushima pollution, and it's basically the Pacific Ocean is virtually dead. And they're saying here, fish populations are absolutely collapsing across the oceans of the world. They lead to the fall of human civilization. Well, that's pretty serious stuff. And Isabella Z is writing this article, and they're saying here, it's time to update the old saying that there's plenty of fish in the sea. The scientists warn that the number of old fish are declining declining at an alarming rate, putting the future generations of fish and even humans in peril. Well, the old factory ship trawlers around the UK, that's a burning issue in the negotiation of Brexit with the European Union. Britain's politicians sold their fishermen down the river totally, and we used to have a 200-mile limit, now it's a 12-mile limit. Britain is hoping to get its 200-mile-an-hour 200-mile limit back out of these negotiations, but I wouldn't bet on it, and I don't believe there will be a Brexit deal at all. It'll be a walkaway row, because the European Union are gesturing over their shoulders to the other countries, don't dare leave, or is this the way you're going to be treated, you know? But that's a long story. I'll do a program on it, Brexit, soon. But it's a vicious row. According to studies of fisheries in the sea surrounding Europe and the U.S. carried out by the University of Washington researchers, populations of older fish have dropped 72% on average. In some species, including the Atlantic cod, Pacific hake, and red snapper, the population of old fish has dropped more than 95%. They found that old fish are completely missing in many populations across the planet. The researchers made these unsettling conclusions after examining 63 fisheries with records that span back 140 years. The researchers employed a few different techniques to determine the ages of the fish. One of the more popular methods of it is examining stones in the ears of fish known as otoliths, O-T-O-L-I-T-H-S, which grows rings each year, much is the same as the way as a tree trunk does. What constitutes an old fish depends on the species. Most herrings don't live past their 10th birthday, but some rockfish can live for 200 years. Their findings were published in Current Biology, a magazine. Losing the world's fish could be catastrophic to humans. Just finishes that because it's a pretty ominous, frightening story. Why is losing so many older fish such a big problem? You might think that they'd be past the reproductive age and nearing death anyway, but quite surprisingly, older fish are typically the biggest and tend to produce the most offspring. When female fish release their eggs, a combination of several factors need to work in unison for them to hatch and reach adulthood. Because it's so hard to get this right, some species can go a decade or more between successful broods. The older fish in the population simply have more years in which they produce eggs, which boosts their chances of succeeding in the long run. And it's going on and on here. The U.S. UW Aquatic and Fishery Science Professor Tim Essington says that having the diversity of older and younger fish can serve as a huge hedge against the risk of losing the fish population. Okay. But the factory ships, especially the big offenders in the Europe, are the Dutch and the Spanish. They're trawling up just about everything, and they should have been curtailed years and years and years ago. And they keep talking about the influx of cod in Britain, but it's an absolute crime. And again, it only gets published on again. Anyway, we're coming up to the first break of the second hour. We should be back in about 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we're coming back into the bottom of the hour break period. And an odd kind of story here, but dairy industry giant caught harboring over 100 illegal aliens, denying jobs to U.S. workers. And it says here, Russell Davis writing this article in National News, Michigan-based dairy firm Dennis Burke, Michigan-based dairy farmer Dennis Burke filed a guilty plea for harboring more than 100 illegal immigrant workers and is to settle $1.38 million in penalties to the federal government. Burke, you'll hear this, an Irish immigrant himself, owns and operates both the Dungenstown Dairy and Pearsville Dairy Farms located in Michigan Thumb region. The dairy farmer agreed to sign a plea agreement admitting that he did not seek legal permission to employ more than 100 illegal immigrants that worked on his two farms. Shows a photograph of them here. Burke gave the illegal aliens free housing on or next to his farms, so the illegal aliens will be ready, available for work, and less accessible to immigration authorities. By keeping the illegal workers on his farm, In his farm's operation, Burke benefited financially and gained a commercial advantage over other dairy farmers who employed only legal workers. Burke's plea agreement reads, the plea agreement also stated that the illegal immigrants' lack of valid documentation hindered them from obtaining driver's licenses and registering vehicles with the Michigan Secretary of State. Likewise, the illegal immigrants' status prevented them from opening financial accounts to cash. Well, that's the kind of bleeding obvious. This is a classic case of harboring illegal aliens and must not be tolerated. They're quoting here the judgment, I think, especially on such a scale. Not only is it unfair to Americans and illegal immigrants who might need these jobs, it is likely that the illegal workers were exploited. Cases like these illustrate the need for mandate of all employees to use E-Verify, or whatever that is, to prevent erroneous illegal hiring like this. And so that law-abiding employees don't face unfair competition, kind of obvious. In addition, more immigrants and customs excise IC efforts to investigate these rogue employees should be supported with funding from Congress. Going around the circle here, data from the Pew Research Center revealed that there were 11 million unauthorized immigrants in the U.S. in 2015. That is absolute crap. It is up towards 30 million now. This 11 million figure is kicked around. I'm a major man here in National News quoted that figure. Now, that's a setup. Because Obama got printed up something like 50 million green cards in readiness for an amnesty when he was giving an amnesty to 7 or 8 million 3 years ago. That was leaked out. The Pew Research, the center also found that there were 5.4 million Mexicans unauthorized immigrants and 5.7 million non-Mexican illegal immigrants living in the country in 2015-16. Furthermore, Pew data showed that the U.S. civilian workforce included up to 8 million illegal immigrants, way below the figure. This guy Burke, there, this guy was caught employing illegal immigrants. Burke could be faced with a verdict of 35 months in prison when he is sentenced on January 4th next. His wife, Madeline, has also pleaded guilty to one count of hiring employees without checking their eligibility to work in the U.S. The Burks and their farms are slated to settle a total of $1.38 million for their crimes. Likewise, Burke is set to pay $187,000 in fines, while his wife agreed to pay a penalty of $3,000, etc., for this, that, and the other. But anyway, one report on illegal immigrants being shown up and the employers employing them being shown up, but it's rampant. The multinationals are getting away with absolute murder in the fast food industry in the same area. But there's another one story here that was keeping from now, when I get to start it. Google partners. When you hear that word Google partnering with somebody, head for the hills, because this is high crimes and misdemeanors, no doubt about it. Google partners with psychiatric drug front group to push mental illness self-diagnosis tool that will generate more profits for big pharma. Ethan Huff, who's a good writer, writing this, showing the type of pills here. And they say the pharmaceutical companies are becoming increasingly greedy and conniving when it comes to recruiting new victims for their drug offerings, as evidenced by a new online tool being released by search engine giant Google, known as Dr. Google. I came across this before. The deceptive program is the brainchild of the National Alliance of Mental Illness. Who's behind that? Big Pharma. A pro-psychiatric drug front group that wants more people to believe that they suffer from mental illness that require interventions with mind-altering psychiatric medicines, SSRIs. But according to the report, users will be able to log on to Dr. Google and take a 9-step quiz that will assess whether or not they suffer from mental illness. Oh, God, help these people. Well, you would want to be mentally ill. I don't mean to make a joke of it. To do that. Availability available only to Google users in the United States, which are apparently the perfect targets due to the lax American drug advertising law. It's an absolute disgrace. You're not allowed to advertise drugs on television or alcohol in the UK, or very high-strength alcohol. But Dr. Google claims to be able to determine whether or not a person is sick in the head based on just a few generic answers, which users will be advised for treatment. Anyway, you can hear the bottom of the hour music, and we'll go to the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The bottom of the hour break of the second hour. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting. E.J. Barton is my name, and we're wading through the usual deluge of right-up-to-the-minute stories of criminality in pharma and every level of the police state. But this story here, I'll just highlight it again, Google partnering. When you hear that, as I say, head for the hills, partnering with psychiatric drug front group to push mental illness self-diagnosis tool that will generate more profits for big pharma. And we've read so much of it so far. Said, how do users find, it's called Dr. Google. Not Google, Dr. Google. How do users find Dr. Google, you might be asking yourself. They don't, technically. It automatically pops up in the knowledge panel on the right-hand side of the screen when American users search for the term depression. In other words, potential sufferers of clinical depression are targeted based on their search queries with a crafty form of drug advertising that will speciously disguise as an online quiz, because who doesn't like a quiz? In essence, Dr. Google is designed to pop up on the screen as a quiz with the words, check if you're clinically depressed. Curious users will click it, take the quiz, and 9 times out of 10 be told they are mentally ill and need of a drug-based intervention. SSRIs, of course. The same users will then presumably call their doctors and make an appointment for a drug evaluation, just as Big Pharma intends. More than 16 million Americans, 7% of the country, suffer from some form of depression. I think it's much higher, actually. But anyway, with that rate steadily climbing, one report claims, apparently, in support of this latest psychological affront on Americans by a drug industry. And yet studies show it takes around 6 years for a person to be diagnosed with a mental illness. Well, that is shocking. I think a couple of days a week would suffice. The symptoms are very visible for most people. And only 50% of sufferers receive treatment. Well, the UK has a shocking statistic with a free healthcare system. 75% of people with mental illness get no help at all, because it's not separated out separately from the NHS, as it should be. But that's another day's work to discuss that. Facebook and Instagram to launch their own mental illness detectors to further fill drug companies' coffers with cash. This is a filthy scam. I mean, absolutely disgraceful. Some of the questions included in the quiz included things like, over the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following problem, followed by little interest or pleasure in doing things. Among the multiple choice questions are not at all, several says more than half, and nearly ever. They're saying there's multiple choice answers. Both the question and the answers are intentionally vague, so as to rally as many people behind the idea that they must be mentally ill if they don't feel in tip-top shape on a daily basis. Never mind all the calamitous world events, potentially socially, and even those related to the climate, if you're feeling bad. It must be because you're suffering from a deficiency in antidepressant drugs like selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. That's the definition of SSRIs, by the way. Looking for that, I have it here on numerous documents, but read it again. SSRIs, it's a bizarre definition. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And that name, by the way, was a warehouse description of a cluster of drugs in the 1960s, which inadvertently got into a press release about depressant drugs, and the general practitioner started using it as a prescription, as a description of those drugs, would you believe? But that's bizarre. That's the goal. After all, to sign as many people up for SSRIs as possible to further enrich the big pharma at the expense of the public's sanity. Anyone who looks into SSRIs, independent of what the drug pushers claim about their alleged worth, already know that SSRIs don't exactly work and are far from safe. Well, the key person, hoped to have him on this program, he's saying it for months, is Dr. Peter Gutchy, who wrote the book. I'll just pull it off the desk here and give the proper title of it. He's a medical doctor, a psychiatrist, and he was a rep in the pharmaceutical industry. 1 second, I get the book. And I've read the title out many times before. It's called Deadly Medicines and Organized Crime. I've read out his list. And he's a second book called Deadly Psychiatrists and Organized Denial. And they're two of the finest books ever written about this industry by Dr. Peter Gutchy. G-O-T-Z-S-C-H-E. Peter C. Gutchy, G-O-T-Z-S-C-H-E. Tap that into Google or any search engine and his books will come up. And that is the truth about what is going on in the appalling psychiatry industry. And it's an industry and a business. Very little to do with health care. Virtually nothing as far as I'm concerned. But we believe, he says, talking about this pushing SSRIs through Google, we believe that awareness of depression can help them empower and educate you. This is Google talking. Enabling quicker access to treatment. And NAMI CEO, I don't know who that is, Mary Gilberti is quoted as saying, the true purpose of these pro-drug modules, which is to greatly increase revenues for pharmaceutical companies at the expense of public health. Google claims that part of the reason why it decided to partner with NAMI, this is the group which are representing pharma, despite the obvious financial windfall that it stands to bring in, is that an increasing number of people are searching for words like suicide and how to commit suicide. A recent report by San Diego University, University attributes this increase to a television show on Netflix of 13 Reasons Why, which tells the story of a suicidal teenage girl in the 19 days following the show release that were reportedly 1.5 million more suicide-related searches on Google. Well, the BBC did an outstanding program in 2001, I have it here, called about Ciroxat and Paxil, which was oversubscribed to teenagers across the world in Britain, and many, many hundreds of them committed suicide. And that was a drug put out by GlaxoSmithKline. And they have a fund in GlaxoSmithKline. Even if you have a massive mental episode attached to that drug, you can claim against the company. And I can think of his name in a minute. Archivist North Wales took a case. David Healy, that's his name. Professor David Healy against GlaxoSmithKline in Gillette, Wyoming, where a father, a perfectly good man, who had never had problems in his life of any kind, was prescribed wrongly Paxil, and a week later he shot and killed his daughter, granddaughter, and I think his wife. And the case, Dr. David Healy gave evidence as to what had happened and what he had taken, and they were sued for $11 million. But SSRIs are highly, highly dangerous. There's no doubt about it. The evidence is massive. But I'll go back on that story again in the near future regarding the BBC documentary on Ciroxat. The title, I have it here, it's not on this pile today. But this outrageous, I'll read this paragraph again, which is an outrageous perversion of the truth. Google claims that part of the reason why it decided to partner with NAMI, this pharma group, despite the obvious financial windfall that it stands to bring in, is that an increasing number of people are searching for the words like suicide and how to commit suicide, as if they cared. A recent report by San Diego University, let's stop about here at this point, San Diego University, as the university had one of the most high-powered cell towers right in the middle of its compound, which caused several of the people, including Virginia Farvison, to die of a brain tumor from massive radiation from the cell tower that was in the center of the university. And this is absolutely disgraceful. But and Virginia Farver has written extensively about that and has been on numerous radio stations like this, giving evidence against them. A recent report by San Diego University attributes this increase to a television show on Netflix entitled 13 Reasons Why, which tells the story of a suicidal teenage girl in the 19 days following the show's release. There was reportedly 1.5 million more suicide-related searches in Google than prior to this release. Well, children who have minor disorders put on the likes of Paxil and Ciroxat developed horrendous symptoms and were suicidal after going on this drug. And that's what the BBC, as I said, I think it's Stories from the Margin. I think that was a similar title of it, of the BBC documentary on Ciroxat. Sources of this article include, well, they've given to supply the article, but Google partnering with the farm industry. What a shocking, shocking scandal. But another story here, this concerns me. Groundbreaking study reveals 20% of all deaths now are caused by junk food and toxic food ingredients. I'm a tad overweight. And five everyday items you can protect yourself with in a dangerous situation. So I could just some. And another one, government ruined 600,000 lives over cannabis in 2016 because of five corrupt industries. I thought cannabis was legalized in Colorado and the states. Like, the unevenness of that legislation across the states is shocking. You end up in jail in one state for having cannabis and not at all in Colorado. It's bizarre. And breaking, France to criminally prosecute drug company for false marketing of diabetes drug that killed 2,000 people. I'll go through that article. Okay, we'll just go through this one briefly. How would you feel if a beloved family member died because of the greed of the pharmaceutical company that knowingly continued marketing a deadly drug for 30 years after they were found out it could kill people? And it says here, this is the position of the family of nearly 2,300 French patients who died after the using the drug benfluxarate, BNFLUOREX, benfluxarate, marketed in France under the name Mediator to treat diabetes. The drug's history is shrouded in a veil of corruption and cover-ups, but the French taking a drug for diabetes is insane. But the French government is now pursuing pharma giant Servier, that's the company, S-E-R-V-I-E-R, to the full extent of the law. The British Medical Journal, the BMJ, you have to be careful, any of these journals, is reporting that criminal charges have been laid against Servier itself, French regulatory bodies that looked the other way, while Mediator continued to kill people. Companies affiliated to Servier and 14 individuals directly involved in the fraud. The French government forced Servier to withdraw Mediator from the market back in 2009, but after 33 years being widely available, the damage has already been done. And they go on to say here, well, clinical studies indicated that venlafaxine, another derivative of the same drug, had a potentially beneficial effect on glycemic control and insulin resistance, making it an attractive option as a diabetes medication. Several other studies confirmed that it is directly linked to an increased risk of valve heart disease. Then in 2011, regulatory organization inspections in France compiled a 260-page report on the many ways in which this drug harmed people. But again, these companies pay fines and are allowed to continue on selling the same drugs. Figure that out. It's like GMOs, which are banned mostly in Europe. They are secretly meeting with the likes of Juncker and the European Union, trying to get permission for more trials and trials and trials of GMO foods and seeds in the UK and around Europe. And for the final article in this run of pharma stories, groundbreaking study reveals 20% of all deaths now caused by junk food and toxic food ingredients. I have to die something, but that here I was strolling up to a cancer fundraising event for a relative I hardly knew. I heard the sounds of a drunken chatter eyed at the Budweiser band sponsoring the banner. Budweiser banner sponsoring the event. A crowd of faces overflowed out of the banquet hall like fizz bubbling over the brim of a red Solo cup. I entered through the doorway, greeted by a small smell of chemical perfume and the barbecue. A raffle was being held to pay for the medical expenses that had overwhelmed yet another family. What he's saying is they're all eating junk food. With blank stares, people were filling their plates with shredded hog meat. Hog meat, that's a new one on me. Colored red and preserved with carcinogenic sodium nitrate. I'll just stop at that point here. There's a major issue going on about a free trade agreement which Britain is supposedly getting ready behind the scenes to have with America. And one of the things that cropped up was chlorinated chicken coming out of the United States. And I saw a minor documentary, it is on YouTube, I don't have the title of it, about the appalling way that this chlorine has chickens in the UK in America, coming out of the plants, are so riddled with disease and infection, I should say, that they have to be washed in chlorine. Chlorine-washed chickens. How about that? And they're trying to export them into the UK if they get a free trade agreement here. But that will be a rip-roaring row argument in a year or two after, if Brexit does, I think Brexit will go on for 5-10 years. There will be no deal. But kids were clamoring, they're saying at this event for a person who had died, kids were clamoring for ice cream and their other pieces of refined sugar. Yeah, caramel color and corn syrup flowed. I overheard conversations dominated by talk of health problems and medical bills. And so the same people are eating this poisonous food. Okay. 1 in 5 early deaths traced back to toxic food ingredients and junk food. I just see this at the core of the article. Today, 72% of early deaths are from non-communicable chronic disease that are connected to dietary choices that lead to cardiovascular events like obesity, type 2 diabetes, and cancer. A large ongoing study being conducted by the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation of the University of Washington, a mouthful, is seeking why people around the world are at risk of early deaths. Life expectancy seems to be increasing, but the way people are living these days extra years equates to misery, positive living. That's why the word cure is not allowed in the pharmaceutical industry or in doctor's surgery. They're treating you with your illness for a long time, so as everybody around you makes lots of money. And we're being kept alive in bad health. That's the answer. But cures are not allowed. But this article is getting a bit convoluted. But needless to say, fast food. We'll be back now.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Coming back in for the last few minutes of the second hour. This is the Barden Report still, and I'll just read a quick story here. It's this quite amusing, but very interesting. It says female elk in Canada are becoming super smart, learning how to avoid hunters using stealth tactics that defy humans. And imagine that we humans have got so obnoxious. We've all seen those photos of hunters proudly parading their latest trophy kill with a smug look of satisfaction on their face. But there's one animal you are less likely to see on these stomach-churning photos, female elk. The reason for this may surprise you. It turns out that female elk have actually gotten so smart that they've learned exactly what to do to evade those not so superior, after all, humans. And it shows a terrific picture here in Canada of a wild elk beside a lake who hunt them. After studying female elk over a period of 7 years, researchers from University of Alberta found that they adapt to become bulletproof to hunters as they get older in a remarkable illustration of survival of the fittest in action. University of Alberta biologist Mark Boyce remarked that the elk learn to be shy, hunkering down deep in the forest and staying in the terrain that is more rugged. Such behaviors have proven to be very effective ways to survive in areas where there are a lot of hunting, where there is a lot of hunting. The researchers found that the elk grew increasingly adept at avoiding hunters as each hunting season progressed. They believe that they learn from their mistakes when any elk in their group is killed in front of them. Together with two former postdoctoral fellows, Boyce used GPS radio collars to keep track of the elk in southeastern British Columbia and southwestern Alberta. They chose the area because human hunting is considered to be the biggest source of elk mortality by a wide margin there, and hunting is generally allowed throughout the region. The scientists kept track of the data, including travels and ruggedness of the terrain, etc., etc., etc. Boyce noted that the elk that moved the most and act the most aggressively tend to bolt out into the open, thereby causing them to get killed in higher rates. However, elk tend to grow more timid, presumably means female elk, and savvier as they age. Boyce identified 10 as the magical age because the female elk tend to become essentially bulletproof at this point and are invulnerable to hunting. It's hard to believe, seeing the high-powered weapons that are around. He said that the conversation strategies and wildlife management appear to be effective as elk have gone from being nearly eradicated a century ago to being abundant right now. In Alberta, most male elk don't see past their fifth birthday thanks to their bold behavior and the preference among hunters there for bull elk. However, some of the elk in the study lived to be 20, while one was 23 years old. Okay. But it says elk act differently depending on whether it's bow or rifle hunting season. I thought this was a far story, but not. But anyway, female elk are getting very smart in how to survive against these hunters. Anyway, coming up to the last break, we are in our... we should be back now in about 2 or 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.